So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Zeba b'chavitay v'zeba b'kairasay. Two people were walking toward each other in the Rosh Hashanah Rav. One was carrying a barrel and the other a beam. Nishbru kadosh shel zeh b'kairasay shel zeh. Potter, the two collided and the beam broke the barrel. The balakir is not liable because shel zeh Rosh Hashanah halach u'lezeh Rosh Hashanah halach. They both equally have the right of way. Hoye balakir rishon u'balchavis achron. If they were walking one behind the other, the balakir was first and the balchavis second. Nishbru chavis b'kaira, pater balakaira. If the chavis knocked into the kaira and broke, the balakaira is pater. Because as Rashi explains, shazema halach kedaka v'hu mir l'leches. The balakaira was walking normally and the balachavis walked too quickly. However, vim amad balakaira chayiv. If the balakaira stopped suddenly and the chavis knocked into the kaira, the balakaira is chayiv because he acted unusually in stopping. However, vim amar l'bal chavis amud pater. If the balakaira warned the balachavis to stop and he did not, the balakaira is potter. Hoy balachavis rishon ubalakaira achron. If the balachavis was first and the balakaira was second, nishbru chavis b'kaira chayiv, and the kaira knocked into the chavis and broke it, the balakaira is chayiv because shezema halach kedarka v'hu mir l'leches. However, vim amad balachavis potter. If the balachavis stopped suddenly and the chavis broke, the balakaira is potter because the balachavis acted unusually in stopping. If the balachavis warned the balakir to stop and he did not, the balakir is chayiv. The same applies to two people, one carrying a flame and the other flax, and the flame burned the flax. Zok the Mishnah, shnayim shoyim mahalchin b'rishus harabim, echad ratz ve'echad mahalch. Oy shoyim shneim ratzin, v'ziku zeh zeh. If two people were going through rishus harabim, one was running and one was walking, or both were running, and they collided and were both injured, shneim paturin. They're each not liable for the other's damages, because as Tais explains, shekol echad garam la'atzmei chaval lazu. The Nizik's movement was also a cause of his own damage. The Gemara cites a brayse in which Isi ben Yehuda disagrees, and holds echad ratz ve'echad mahalach, ratz chayiv b'mnei shehu mishuna. If only one was running, he is liable because he acted unusually. However, shneim ratz and shneim paturin, and both were running, both are potter because they were both mishuna. However, Maida Isi be'erev Shabbos ben Hashmasha shu pater memnesha ratz b'shus mitzvah. Isi does agree in the case of Echad Ratz that if it occurred at the onset of Shabbos, he is pater because he was involved in the mitzvah to welcome the Shabbos. As Reb Chanina says, Bayu b'netzlikar Shabbos kala malkasa. A person should welcome the Shabbos as he would a queen. Zok the Mishnah, Hamavakeh b'shus harabim v'hehizik b'shus hayachad. A person chopped wood in a public area, and a chip of wood flew and caused damage in someone's private property. Or b'shus hayachid b'hizik b'shus haram. He chopped wood in his own property, and the chip caused damage in a public area. Or b'shus hayachid b'hizik b'shus hayachid acher, chayef. He was in his own property, and the chip caused hezik in someone else's property. In all these cases, he is chayef because, as Rashi explains, havalei le'yune. He should have been more careful. The Gemara cites a brisa. Tan Rabbanan, hanichnis lechanusi shel nagri shalei b'shus, v'nitza b'kas v'tovcha apana v'mes, potter. Someone walked into a carpenter's shop without permission, and a flying chip hit him in the head and he died. The carpenter is not liable, because l'habalei l'yune, he did not need to be careful. V'nichnis b'shus, chayef. If the person walked into the shop with permission, the nagri is liable, because habalei l'yune, he should have been careful. In explanation of this brisa, the Gemara cites the following statement of Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Chayiv b'dala dvarim u'pater megalas. As Rashi explains, if the person was injured, the nagar is liable to compensate the four claims of nezik tzar ripui shevis, but he does not also compensate for beishes because this was not intentional. If the person died, the nagar need not go to exile into galas. Iga demasnia seifa, iga demasnia resha. Some apply this statement to the brisa seifa of Bershus, while others apply to the resha of shalei Bershus. Iga demasnia seifa. He's liable only for the four claims of Hezek because Havalei Le'yune. But even so, Pater Megalus Lafisha Ein Deme Le'yar. This case is different than the Pasuk of Galus, which states, Vasha Yavo Yisri'ehu Be'yar Lacht of Eitzim. The Ritech was in a forest when he chopped wood and killed someone, and only in the Yar must he go to Galus, because Zelus Shusin Nichnas, Bezelus Shusin Nichnas. The forest belongs to all, in which the victim entered his own domain. However, in a Chanus, he need not go to Galus because Zeller Shus Chaveri Nechnes. The victim entered the carpenter's domain. Rav, however, disagrees and says that even in a Chanos, he ought to go to Galus through a Kal V'Chomer. Umayar zeladaitinichnis nasa kemisha nichnis aldas chaveiroi begoyla. If in a yar where the victim entered without the ritzach's knowledge, we still consider it as if the ritzach did know, for which he must go to galus. Zeh shaladas chaveiroi nichnis lekolshiken. Then certainly in a chanus where the victim entered with the nagar's knowledge, he must go to galus. Therefore, Rav explains Rabbi Yisrael Chanina as follows: My patur megalus deloy sagile begalus. The nagar cannot go to galus because galus is not sufficient to atone for his sin. Pshem v'havalei shagi karv lemezid, because he's considered close to a mezid, the havalei leyuni. And as Rashi explains in the Reisha shaloi b'shus patur medal advarim, he's exempt even from the four claims because he was not pesheya deloy havalei leyuni. However, he does pay for nezik because adam mu'ud la'olam. Igidamasni areisha shaloi b'shus patur migalus. However, chayiv ba'advarim, because as Rashi explains, hasam nami pesheyahu, kibin the chazi de'ayli boi leyuni. Here the nagar was also a pesheyah, because he saw the person walk into the chanos, therefore he should have been careful. However, patam migalas lafisha in deim liyar. The Gemara explains, man demasim la'aseifa kolshken areisha. According to the first version, that in the seifa of Bishus, the nagar is patam migalas, certainly in the reisha of shaloi b'shus, the nagar is patam migalas. However, man demasin lo areisha avala seifa kivin the brishus chayev galus. According to the second version, only in the reisha of shalei brishus is he patur megalus because loy havalei leyunei. But in the seifa of brishus, he's not patur megalus because havalei leyunei.